to the races, whatever. Melissa Clemente, a grand name, I might say. You are going to be talking to us about a company called Wildfare. That's Wild with F-A-R-E. And as I understand it, the whole company is dedicated to importing and supplying Mediterranean products. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. And actually, the Wildfare is the truncation of Wildly Irresistible Mediterranean Fair. So that's where our roots are. Like literally, the plant roots are in the Mediterranean. But you know, the our hearts and the cuisine and the traditions live in the Mediterranean as well.
Well, I mean, it's a good area to be in. You hardly find anything you don't like.
Well, and you know, the sustainable agriculture there too. Like, it really harkens back to, you know, ancient wisdom, but we, of course, have to bring our modern innovation to the marketplace. But, you know, there's a reason that eating the Mediterranean way has, you know, provided health and longevity for millennia. So we want to share that with the world and with the American table.
Well, tell me how this started. I mean, first of all, is your background in food, specialty food?
I think everybody's background is in food. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. Of course, I joke. My background is actually many decades of advertising, but because my passion has always been to eat things, to grow things, and to talk about eating and growing things, this was just a natural progression in my career, a very thankful and fortuitous one. Because I've got at least a little bit of the knowledge, but have been lucky enough to work with these growers and makers to get to a point where, you know, Wildfare is just offering this amazing clean label, minimal ingredient, no preservatives,
yeah,
the
I
kind
love
of
that.
Food you want to put into your family, like into yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at the lineup. First of all, I don't know how you handle so many products. That's the thing that absolutely floored me. How do you do that?
It is amazing. Well, the region itself just lends itself to being able to grow so many different beautiful kinds of produce. And we're dealing with growers and makers who have been doing, literally when I say for hundreds of years, I'm not joking.
Oh, sure.
The you know, these fields are ancestral fields. These people have been doing this from their grandmothers and grandfathers, and you know, working that land, but also making these heritage recipes. And ownership is very dedicated to preserving that way of growing and making, but also being able to ensure a standard of living and a standard of respect, not only for the land, but for the people who work the land, so that everyone is rewarded not only with the work and compensation, but with beautiful food at the end of the day.
Yeah. I mean, the one thrill that we really get from interviewing all these people in specialty food is to see the creativity and the resourcefulness and the dedication and the enthusiasm. I can understand why somebody who's mired in Wall Street would love to switch to specialty food. And there are lots of people. You know, my classic example, though, is somebody that we interviewed who was a prosecutor, an attorney, a criminal law, who became really important in this country, chocolate maker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know him or not, but he really combines his chocolate passion and his specialty food orientation with education for like undergraduates and all kinds of things. And it's just so much greater an opportunity for his creativity than doing criminal law.
So he called it, it makes a lot of sense. He called
yeah.
his business Chocolate University.
Oh, yeah, he does Chocolate University, yeah. So,
Is there a better major of study than chocolate?
Yeah.
Lovely.
And then it makes sense because, pardon me, go ahead, please. Yeah, the woman who has all the bake shops in Boston, I mean, her whole career was centered on Wall Street. And, you know, I mean, it was like a totally new life for her, and she blossomed. So that's the kind of story that I just, we come across over and over again and love to hear. So, but you've always been interested in food.
Always. And it's... What's wonderful about food, regardless of anyone's background, first of all, we all need to eat, you know, no farmers, no food, but food is an amazing unifier. Food brings people together. If that's the only common language you can speak, you can still tell a story of yourself and your background by sharing a meal with someone or cooking from your heart. Food tells a story, and preparing food is an act of generosity, and so it's just transcendent in that there is it's food is a really great diplomat, and my goodness, we need more diplomats in this
Don't
world
we really?
At this point.
Don't we indeed? Let's say, how old is this company? Because that I didn't notice that. When was it
Certainly.
Started?
Well, the genesis was about 5 years ago, but truly when anybody in the States would have started to recognize even a glimmer of the brand, Wildfare, would have been about 3.5 years ago. Okay. And we went through a massive rebranding and just made sure that we had our strategy in place, which was, you know, beyond the beautiful clean food and paying homage to the ancient wisdom and the growing habits, bringing it to the American kitchen. It's really important for Wildfare to make sure that quality nutrition is affordable for everyone. Sometimes there's a schism there, and we just really believe that there shouldn't be. Everybody deserves to eat healthfully, and you know, and the flip side of that coin is that convenience, because we have beautiful prepared foods, convenience does not need to be equated with cheap ingredients. In fact, it should not. It should not be equated with products that are full of sugar, salt, and fat. Convenience should be you're putting healthful things in your body and you're proud to serve your family these things, because you know they're nutritious, but they're also affordable.
Right. That is something that comes up very frequently when we're interviewing specialty food people in particular, is affordability. I mean, there is a connection, I think, between health and income.
Yes.
And I don't know how you overcome that. You can't just take it out of the pockets of the people producing the food, which is the first reaction people make. So you can't do that.
No, that is our first, you know, that is the first place where we want to honor these people. These are the people who know the land, who grow the food, who make these heritage recipes, and we work directly with them. So there's no middleman. Wildfare, yes, and most, in fact, most of our growers and makers, our strategic partners, these are women-owned for the most part, and it's very important for Wildfare to make sure there is a a fair living wage, that there are safe working conditions, that these people are rewarded for their knowledge and their hard work. So you are absolutely 100% correct. The last place we would take away from making sure we have affordable products are from the growers and makers. Without them, you know, we are nothing. But it's also true that it takes a little bit of consumer education, you know, here in the States to articulate that the Mediterranean foodways, they've been around for thousands of years, and they are really healthful. And because it's the simplest of ingredients, but they're treated with respect and minimally processed, that actually lends itself to affordability. But it is a little bit difficult in the grab and go society that we have come to know that we've built here in America.
Right. We keep actually talking and interviewing more and more companies that are concerned, and they're on the side of the grower and maker and producers, and this is very encouraging. We deal with a lot of people who have a seasoning company, and it deals with very small single owner farms that would not have any other way of sustaining an existence if they didn't have somebody step in and handle all that other stuff and be prepared to actually give a little more a percentage of the profits to the makers themselves and the growers. And we've run into African countries, too, where this was true. The spice company started out in Afghanistan, which really needed help. So, now, how does this process work for your company? I mean, do people nominate? Do you have people out in the field looking for these products? How do you operate?
So, as I said, we partner directly with our growers and makers, you know, and that is in the Mediterranean region, and that's where it all starts. We actually like to say wildfare is healthy and clean crops to cuisine, because we really curate that entire process. So the arc from either planting the crops, or seeing the olive trees, you know, come into bloom every year, is literally, that's the arc of our involvement. So we are there for the growing, we are there for the harvesting, we are there for the making of the recipes, and we are there for the packaging and bringing over to the States. So sustainability, or the crops to cuisine approach that we have, is about sustainability, and it's literally sustainability for the planet, for the process, for the product, and certainly for the people who grow and the people who consume. We are definitely trying to get broader distribution, so that's kind of where we are as far as the business end of things here in the United States, but certainly the growing, making, and packaging overseas is, we've gotten that right over the last few years. So we're hoping
really
to get the back
intensive.
End right.
It's very
it
labor
is.
Intensive. I mean,
it
how
is.
Many,
and worth every minute.
Yeah, how many people do you employ?
Well, we have a team here, a very small team. We are lean, green, and not so very mean at all. We're just lean and green. And every person on the team wears many, many hats, but everyone does so because of the commitment to the process and the product and what it is we're trying to achieve. So we really only have a handful of people here in the States. We have also a handful of operations people overseas, but we have the direct relationships with these various farmers or growers or makers. So it depends on the season, truly. Who we're talking to about what, because at the end of the day, Mother Nature is our true boss. So when something is in season, when something is growing, and then it's harvested, well, then we wait. We have to wait for the next growth season. So we definitely are. We listen to Mother Nature, and she's done great by us thus far.
Yeah, well, Mother Nature is not being very kind to California, I can tell you.
Well, and that's, I mean, it's part of the entire planet's, sometimes
trying
conundrum. Yeah, you nothing is guaranteed, but people who do this, they take the slings and arrows along with the great harvests. It's a matter of the year, and it's a matter of the, the weather circumstances, certainly.
Now, what are some of the crops that you really specialize in? You must have some favorites.
I love everything. I love every product that we make. However, it's Mediterranean food, so where would we be without our olives, from which we get our beautiful olive oils and our premium hand-stuffed olives and our olive salads? So we'll start there, because that will surprise no one. There are also, there's a product called Ivar, which not too many people in America are familiar with.
Tell us about that, because I was wondering about that myself.
This is my favorite culinary multitasker. And here's what I say. Is it a sauce? Is it a dip? Is it a spread? The answer is yes to all of those things, because it really does everything. So the base is a roasted red pepper sauce. So it's a condiment that, if you want to dip your crudité in it, fabulous. Do you want to slather your cheeseburger? Wonderful. Do you want to use it as a simmer sauce for like a 20-minute chicken paprikash on a Tuesday night? It can do all of those things, but it's incredibly flavorful, minimal ingredients, and just delicious and so much more healthy than a lot of the condiments that are highly processed. So it's a lovely product.
Right. So, you must have, all of your stuff is imported. You must have a rough time with all the importing regulations in the United States.
It's interesting, but our team on both sides of the pond are very accomplished, and they do an amazing job, and pardon the pun, navigating those waters.
Because
they literally are navigating the waters. But we have learned a lot, and if you don't leverage knowledge, then what are you doing? So I think we're in really good shape, and I have to give a huge shout out to the collective team, because they really, they make it look easy, and it is not.
No, it's not. I've interviewed these people over the hormone controversy. I mean, some of the strangest restrictions in importing for Spanish hams. I mean, it's just absolutely bizarre that anybody would even think these things up.
And sometimes it's a moving target, too.
Yeah.
So
that's the other thing, is that they keep changing. Yeah.
Yeah.
My husband's English by birth and whatnot. We have a lot of relatives in England and also Australia. And in and out of the EU has made a huge difference in people's accessibility to products. Yeah. They're arcane, really arcane restrictions on stuff that I don't even understand. So you probably mission have a large legal staff too, don't you?
Well, it's everybody is so accomplished in their field. Like I said, it's a lean and green staff, but the experience, the years of experience are there, and the passion to do the right thing is there, and we just want to get beautiful, healthy food to as many people as possible in a way that doesn't hurt their pocketbook.
Mm-hmm. It's not that simple.
No, it's a good sound bite, that's for sure. There are trials and tribulations along the way, but it's a good mission, and it's a worthwhile mission.
Are there some places that you particularly would like to highlight? Like, be sure if you're interested in this kind of thing, get that and that and that. And by the way, you can get them from our store.
Well, I will say, I've talked a little bit about the olive oils and the Ivar. Some of our standouts or fan favorites, I should say, we have an organic and vegan pasta collection, which is absolutely beautiful. Beetroot, spinach, olive, and red pepper. Mm. They are magnificent. It cooks within 4 minutes. It's as good as any gourmet pasta you've ever had out in restaurants. That's a standout. We have an authentic shata hot sauce. And again, shata is like not something that most American people are aware of just yet. But it's an ancient recipe, but it's three simple ingredients, as most hot sauces are, but they're perfectly balanced. So for all of the heat seekers and pepperistas in anybody's life, this is something you need to add to your hot sauce collection, most certainly. It's full of flavor. It's balanced. It will not blow your head off, but there's a depth of flavor that is just exquisite, and it goes on everything. We also have a product line of preserves, which are completely fruit-forward, four simple ingredients. The fruit that it's made with, there is a little bit of lemon zest just to brighten that fruit flavor. Then the only sweetener is some date juice, no added sugar, none of that. And the natural thickener is chia seeds. So this checks a lot of boxes for people who have avoided, you know, preserves for a long time for various reasons. This is a very healthful product line. I could go on.
Good, because you. One of the things that I was objecting to along the specialty food line was that the labeling of the ingredients and labeling and the labeling of ingredients kept getting longer and longer and longer with no this, no that, no this, no that. But if you start out just dedicated to getting your purest version of what you're making, you avoid all of that. You don't have to have these labels that take you an hour to read. You know what I mean?
I do.
They were really annoying. I mean, no, you were just at the fancy food show, right?
Yes.
So the labels seem to have gotten shorter, don't you think?
Yes, and when we're all truthful about it, it's the best thing. It was funny because I heard somebody make a comment just recently about Fancy Food Show, and the comment was, "Well, is it still the Fancy Food Show, or is this the Better For You Food Show?" Because there were so many more healthful options. But you know what? I will take it. I think that's step in the right direction.
It's been coming for a while. I mean, this is one of the trends that's just gotten better and better every year, to tell you the truth. I think the last couple shows we went to, we didn't see that those whatever those things were on some kind of bread thing that was shot out of a machine. Who knows what was put into it? I have no idea what content was in there, and I didn't want to know. But it's been, everything's simpler now, which helps, right?
And that's the whole, that's the goal, is beautiful ingredients treated respectfully. If they're beautiful and they're picked at the height of freshness and flavor, there's just not a lot one needs to do with them to, you know, keep the nutrient density and just get them into people's mouths and bellies, because that's where they belong.
And where in the Mediterranean do you think you get most of your products from?
Absolutely, because, you know, there are so many countries around the Mediterranean basis, for sure. And we're, you know, we will always source for best product at best location. But the majority of our products do come from Turkey.
Turkey. Well, that comes up all the time now. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny, because there's a huge Turkish market. In we distilled it in Berlin.
In where, honey?
Interesting.
In Berlin.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. Yeah. Of course, you know, the Germans were right in there early in the whole Middle Eastern Mediterranean. And remember, we were in museums where they had entire compounds of palaces and everything just sort of picked up out of Turkey and plopped in Berlin.
Right. So we avoid the politics of any of everything, because, like I said, food is a great diplomat, and we want the food to speak for us as being a unifier. It's hard to not at least appreciate the next human being sitting next to you when you're having a meal together and sharing some good cuisine.
Now, you have so many products and so many options. Do you have, like, clubs or groups or subgroups or something like that where people could actually get on a list and sample a variety of stuff? You've mentioned two or three times now about products that people don't know, especially U.S. people don't know.
Right.
Do you have any kind of educational or fraternal or some kind of a group, subgroup?
We are actually working on that.
Okay.
So thank you for asking. And my comment is yes, but stay tuned, because we want it to be helpful, and we want it to be easy, and we want it to be robust.
Great. Well, in the meantime, how would you recommend that people get familiar with your company and your products? Online?
I would suggest, yes, absolutely, go to our website, which is Wildfair, and thank you for doing the spelling at the opening, WILDFARE.com. And we do have a store locator on the website to keep updated. And you know, if we're just not distributing in your area yet, let your grocer know, number one. But you can always contact us via the website to say,
so you do
step
online,
up your game.
Yeah. Online fulfillment, do you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Good. I think after a while, everybody's going to be shopping online.
Well, and again, we're ramping up to make that, again, something that's useful and easy and robust for people, because it's important to listen to the customers, because without customers, without fans, no company is worth anything, really.
Right. Well, listeners, again, we've been talking to Melissa Clemente about her company, Wildfair. which you should go on the website, and you will find information that's very useful, educational, and important contact information as well. But to get a sense of this whole world out there of special Mediterranean foods, it's just hard to believe that anybody could exist without having these in their repertoire. I mean, my kitchen, you know, would be empty if I didn't have some of these products. I really appreciate, Melissa, your talking to us about it. And I look forward to your further expansion of your company. You're already off to a great start. And you're dealing with the concept itself is really important. And I think it's where we're all heading at this point. We said the fancy food show has been tracing this, and it's becoming dominant, I think. The health aspect and the health benefit aspect of the specialty food. And again, socializing. Fancy food show was fun, right?
Yes. And I can't thank you enough for just your clear base of knowledge, you know, with these topics, and just your enthusiasm for companies who try to do the right thing and provide healthy food for everybody. Your enthusiasm is contagious, so I'm always excited to speak to somebody who's a kindred spirit, and so it's just been a lovely conversation, and I really appreciate you taking the time.
From here too. Melissa, I mean, just and keep us posted, because you're working on more things. So keep us up to date.
We certainly will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Podcasting services for On the Menu Radio are provided by ASP Station, www.aspstation.net.